Hi, and welcome to the third podcast on voice work. The goal of this podcast is to empower you as an effective communicator to take control of your vocal production based on your breathing techniques. In the second podcast, we explained how the breath is the medium that carries sound waves that form your voice. Hopefully, you have taken time to practice the exercises and develop a solid basis of centered or diaphragmatic breathing with a relaxed posture. These next exercises and explanations aim to help you enhance your vocal tone, placement, resonance, and pitch, and thereby improve your power to project your voice without straining your throat or losing your voice. Should you wish to revisit and review the meaning of these technical terms, they are explained in the glossary document that was accompanying the second podcast, along with a document explaining the physics of how humans breathe. Both these documents can be found in the podcast section of the Training Box website. The value of what you are about to do is designed to build on those benefits that should have resulted from the exercises in both podcast 1 and 2. The first exercise we're going to look at today is in fact the last exercise from the second podcast. Counting in, holding and releasing the breath in a controlled manner. Though this time with a twist, but more of that later. So let's begin. Please assume the centered stance, check that you're relaxed, and then when I ask you to empty your lungs, I'm going to count in for 6, hold for 3, and then release the breath to a count of 10. Are you ready? Empty your lungs and in 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 and hold 2, 3 and release 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Well done. Now we're going to repeat the exercise with exactly the same count, but this time adding a gentle sound of a hum on your breath, like this. The hum is made by keeping the teeth together and the lips closed as you breathe out. I will do it with you, humming as I count, and don't worry about what level of note you choose. Just make sure it's comfortable for you. And make sure that you try no effort whatsoever other than focusing on your breathing. So, empty your lungs, please. And in 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And hold 2, 3. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Well done. Now you may have noticed, as you were humming, a tingling sensation in your teeth and lips. This is created by the effect of the sound waves that you are making to produce the noise being trapped against your teeth and lips as you're keeping your mouth closed and the air is passing between them. Let's have another go. Same count. Are you ready? And empty your lungs. And in 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And hold 2, 3. And 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, now let's repeat the exercise, but this time, halfway through, we will change the location of where the hum is going to be. What I mean by that is I'll demonstrate. In order to do this, you need to think about moving the pitch of the sound up, and you will find that the tingle moves from behind your teeth up into your nose. Are you ready? Empty your lungs and in 2, 3, four, five, six, and hold, two, three, and three. There, you should have felt the tingle move up into your nose. What we are doing now is experimenting with your using different parts of your resonators. The first hum we have done behind the teeth is your mouth, and then we're moving up to use the mouth and nose. I will just do a hum for you that varies the pitch, and if you'd like to copy me, we can explore where the vibrations are happening in your body. Let's start with the teeth and then follow me. In that exercise, I went up from my teeth, through my nose, almost feeling a vibration in my forehead and the top of my head. Let's go down now. If you can copy that sound and place your hand just below your neck where your collarbones and your chest begin, you should feel a vibration under your hand. Let's do that one once more. Can you feel that vibration moving about your frame? Now we're going to do something called a siren, which explores that variety of placement using different resonators. And I'll show you what I mean, and then ask you to have several attempts at it. What you should not do is force the sound in any way. Just let it move and think about where you're going to send it without straining anything. Here we go. Now place this track on pause and try it for yourself several times. Welcome back. I hope you found that fairly easy and didn't push too hard. Let's continue. These exercises are, with the humming, going to give you a ticklish and tingling sensation. What you can then do is practice by opening the mouth slightly and allowing the sound to be free. I'll demonstrate. I'm hoping it should be obvious to you where I opened my mouth during that exercise. Now I'd like you to try, practice feeling the difference. Place one hand on your chest and one hand just above your eyebrows and make the vibrations change from hand to hand. Here we go. And start low. Hopefully you can now begin to play with the free voice by exploring how you can make your forehead or the top of your head or your chest vibrate with this gentle humming exercise. Remember, at no time should there be any tension in your throat. Just allow the voice to be free. You shouldn't be straining your throat. Now let's go back to the counting exercise and practice moving from a hum by opening our mouths to a full free sound. We'll go the same count, in for six, hold for three, and out. And I'll do it with you. We'll start with the hum behind the teeth. So, empty your lungs and in, two, three, four, five, six, and hold, two, three, and now, what I did there and what I hope you copied was that I gradually got louder and louder. To effectively increase the volume, all you need to do is push harder with the diaphragm to force more air out. Quieter means less airflow, louder means more airflow. And so the lesson to learn from this exercise is that in order to increase your volume, you do not have to force anything in your throat, merely move your diaphragm, work with your diaphragm, and the volume will go up. This way, you can project your voice and increase your volume without damaging your throat. And so I hope you will have enjoyed experimenting and continue to do so with resonance, tone, the pitch and placement of your voice, and the power and volume of your voice, remembering that a free voice has projection power without any tension in the throat or chest. All your vocal power and flexibility can come merely from relaxation and effective use of your diaphragm. Well, now it's over to you. I hope you will continue to practice all the exercises from all three podcasts. A way of combining all this would be to start looking at taking some time to find quiet space and read out loud to yourself. Try your favourite poem, novel, or a children's nursery rhyme, or even just an extract from the newspaper. Whatever it is that you do, I hope you will find that these skills you are developing will enhance your day-to-day life with new vocal richness, power, and projection capabilities. Thank you, and good luck.